Okay, we'll say hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Beis, one of the more famous dafim in Shas for several reasons, actually, which we'll see today. First off, we have the Mishnah here at the bottom of Samach Aleph and Beis, which talks about the mitzvah of Puruvu. Very geschmack daf coincidence for me personally, Baruch Hashem, as my sister just gave birth to her second boy yesterday, so she does have Baruch Hashem two boys, like the Shita of Beis Shammai, which we'll see in a second. So that is very exciting, and we'll see also some Sfiras Omer daf today, pretty well known Gemara. So we'll see a pretty geschmack Gemara today. So let's see. It says the Mishnah, Lo yivata adam epir v'yirivya, ela imkin yish lo banim. A person should not abstain from Puruvu unless he has kids already. Beishamay omer m'shnei zucharim, beishelel omer m'zachar nekeva. Machlokes beishamay beishelel is it two boys, according to Beishamay, or a boy and a girl, according to beishelel. Shnei Amar Zabazik says, zachar nekeva b'ra'am. Right, again, the source for Beis Hillel, right, the Kosh Baruch Hu created male and female at the beginning of creation. So clearly that is the mitzvah. Now, there are a couple of ways to understand this Mishnah, right, in terms of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Shita. Pashut Pshat is Beis Hillel says only two boys is the mitzvah. Beis Shammai says only two boys is the mitzvah. Beis Hillel says a boy and a boy and a girl, no other combination. Right, there are other Rishonim who hold that Beis Shammai says even two boys. But agrees with Beis Hillel that a boy and a girl works, and there also is, if I'm not mistaken, a shita that says that Beis Hillel says even a boy and a girl, right, and agrees with the two boys. Okay, but either way, right, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Hayish lo banim yipir v'yirivya, bato me'isha lo bato." Right, again, the implication for the Mishnah, right, it says that if you have kids already, you don't have to have any more kids. But the implication is that you cannot be mevatel yourself, cannot stay away from marrying a woman. I mean, it seems to imply that if Chachmal Atzlan person gets divorced or his wife passes away, that he should get remarried. They tell a story about Rav Nenetzal that he came into the Beis Medrash in, I think it was Arkotel or whatever, at like 85 years old, and he said, I get a mazel tov. I'm a chosn. And, it sounds funny, but yeah, sure enough, Rav Nenetzal remarried. Right, the idea is that, as we'll see in a second, right, the implication is that a person should stay married as best they can. And even if he has kids, he still should marry. And say, hey, like the Rav Nachum Amar Shmuel, this seems to be a proof for Shmuel, the Amar who says, Alpha Pisha Ish lo Adam Kamabanim, Asher Laman Below Isha. Right, he says, even though a person has kids, right, he's not allowed to be unmarried. Shnei Amar Zabazik says, Lo Tov Heyos Adam Levado. It's not good for a person to be alone. Okay. Vigidamri, some people learn the Mishnah with the opposite implication. Hayesh lo banim, batal mepir v'yirivya. If he has kids, he doesn't have to deal with puruvu anymore. Ubatal nami miisha, and he also doesn't have to be married. Right? Name it to you of the Rav Nachum Amar Shmuel. Maybe that's against Rav Nachum Amar Shmuel. Someone says, well, no, not really. You don't know necessarily. Ein lo banim, no se isha bas banim. Yesh lo banim, no se isha delav bas banim. Right? Simply, it could just be a hagdara in terms of which type of woman he should marry. That if he doesn't have kids, he should marry a woman who's able to have kids. And if he does have kids, then he's welcome to marry a woman who's no longer able to have kids. Nafkamino, and another nafkamino would be, right, it could be limkor sefer Torah bishvil bonim. If you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah puruvu, right? If you look in the Gemara Megillah, there's certain specific halachos as to what you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah for. This would be one of them, that if a person can't fulfill puruvu, in other words, right, as Rashi says, in order to marry a woman who has kids, right, or to have more kids, right, the only way he'd be allowed to sell the sefer Torah is if he had not yet fulfilled puruvu. Okay. Beis Shammai omer m'shnei zecharim. Beis Shammai says two boys. My tamai the Beis Shammai. Right. The Mishnah gave the reason for Beis Hillel. But what's Beis Shammai's logic? So ironically enough, the Alfinan Moshe. He learns from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chetiv, because the Pasuk says, B'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. Right. Moshe had two boys. Right. And then he split from his wife. So we see that Moshe, again, Pashas is, he could have stayed for a little longer, right, maybe tried to have another kid, right, so apparently he had two boys, and then he got out of there, so okay, so apparently he was done. Beis Hillel, Yalfidu Mibriyos HaShalolam, as the Mishnah pointed out, right, Beis Hillel learns from creation. Beis Shammai Lilfu Mibriyos HaShalolam, why doesn't Beis Shammai use that source? So they would say, Ein Danin Efshar, Mishi Efshar. You can't learn something that's possible from something that's impossible. What was impossible? Well, it was impossible, but if Hashem wanted Adam to populate the earth, it was impossible for him not to create man and woman. But, there are plenty of women nowadays. Who says that the mitzvah is on us necessarily to have a boy and a girl? That would be what Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel says, Nami lo fi Moshe. Why didn't Beis Hillel learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? So Amru Lecha, they would say that Moshe, I mean, that Moshe did it on his own. It wasn't because he fulfilled the mitzvah pruvu, but Moshe did this on his own as a special circumstance. The Tanya, as we learned in the Raisa, again, a pretty well-known Gemara we saw already in Shabbos, the three things Moshe did on his own, and Kosh Baruch Hu agreed with them. Three things are Pirish Minaisha, right? He stayed away from his wife from Tzipora. Right, if you remember, that's what Aaron and Miriam got upset at him about. But okay, I mean, Hashem was on his back, had his back. Second thing was Rishibar Haluchos, he broke the Luchos, right? That Hashem did not tell him to do that, he did it on his own. The host of Yom Echad, and he added one extra day before Kabbalah's HaTorah. So the Gemara now analyzes these three things. Pirish Mina Isha, by Darsh. What did Moshe Darshan, what did he learn out that caused him to leave Tzipor alone? So Amr, he said, Ma Yisrael Shalav Dibri, Ma Yim Shechina El Lefi Shah, V'Kavala Hamzman, Amr Torah Al Tikshu El Isha. The Torah said that Bnei Yisrael, right, Bnei Yisrael went to see Kosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai. The Torah said, Al Tikshu El Isha, right, make sure you don't touch a woman, make sure you're free of carry, etc. You have to be tahor. So ani shem yuchad ladibur b'chol shav v'shav v'lo kavul izman alachas kavim makama. But Bnei Yisrael, right, that was a once in a lifetime experience, and Hashem told them when it was going to happen. Moshe, though, like Hashem could have popped in whenever he wanted, right? And so certainly, right, he needs to keep himself tahor so that he's separated from his wife. Because we see that Akash Baruch agreed with him, Shinemar's Bazak says, right, Lech Amor Lahem Shuv Lachem Alechem. V'atapo Amodi Madi. Right, he said that after Maimon Har Sinai, the Pazak says that Hashem told Bnei Yisrael, go back to your tents, meaning go back to your homes, meaning go back to your wives. And then it said, Hashem said to Moshe, nah, and you stay here. And you stay here. Right, implying that he shouldn't necessarily go back to his wife. Tosos asks a good point. He says, well, if Hashem was masking, right, so Tosos has to work this out, right, so then what was Aaron and Miriam upset about? Right, Aaron and Miriam got upset that Moshe left his wife, right, as I mentioned, so, and that's the end of Parshas Baloscha. So, so what was the problem? So, right, so he works that out, he goes back and forth, maybe they didn't know, okay fine, Seder, maybe they found that afterwards. Okay. Vait. Shibar is a luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed the luchos. My darish, why did he do that? So Amar, he said, Uma pesach shu echad sheish meos v'shlosh shrei mitzvos. Right, this is one of the other, bunch of makoros that the Gemara says a bunch of times that there are 613 mitzvos. So here too. Right, he said, just like Korban Pesach is one of the 613, in Amra Torah kol ben nechar lo yochobo, and he says, anybody who's not a Jew is not allowed to eat it. HaTorah kula, the Yisrael Mumarim, Alachas Kamal Kamai. He said, listen, Bnei Yisrael are Mumarim, right? Mumar is someone who's not from, right? Over the Vodazara. So, Bnei Yisrael worshiping the golden calf. So, I can't give them the whole Torah. So, certainly, I can't do that, right? So, and it didn't work out. The Eskima Daitu, the Tasamakom, and Kosh Baruch Hu clearly was of the same mind. The Chitiv, because Pazuk says, Asher Shibarta, that Moshe says, right, Hashem says to Moshe, these are the luchos that you broke. Right, yeah, good job that you broke them. Okay. Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. Moshe added an extra day at the beginning of Maimon Har Sinai on his own. My Darish, what did he learn now? The Chitiv, because the Pasuk says, V'kidash tam hayom u'machar. Right, make them holy today and tomorrow. So hayom kamachar, that today should be like tomorrow. Ma machar leilo imam, af hayom leilo imam. Meaning today was already in the middle of the day. So Moshe Darshan, just like tomorrow is means night and day, so too, right, today should be night and day, so therefore today didn't count. And the original, right now, the night had already passed. So Shmaminei, Treyomei, Lebar Behedna. So Moshe assumed that it was 2 days except for today, meaning that was 3 days. How do you know Hashem listened to him? Well, simply, the Loshar Yishchina at Shabsa. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Kosh Baruch Yishchina didn't show, right, Hashem didn't show up until after the third day. Okay, good. Tanya Olander Reza. Back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Nassen says, "Beishamay Omer Mishnei Zecharim Ushtein Akevos." Beisil Omer Zachor Men Akevos. So this is not exactly what we saw in our Mishnah, right? But Rabbi Nassen has a different version of Beishamay Shita. That not only does it say two boys, but he means is two boys and two girls. And Beisil says a boy and a girl. That's the machlokes according to Rabbi Nassen. I'm Ravuna. Ravuna says, "My time with Rabbi Nassen." I believe in Beishamay. What's Rabbi Nassen's logic? The Chiv, suppose it says, "Vatosef Aladas Es Achiv Es Havel." The Hevel v'Achoso, Kain v'Achoso. Right, again, the part that we darshan out that the Hevel and Kain right, were born with sisters. That's one of the opinions in terms of what they were fighting over. Okay, but the darshan meaning that really there were four of them. Okay, uksiv, and the pasuk says kishasli elokim zera acher tachasev al ki harago kain. And when Adam named Shase, so he called him that because he Hashem replaced kilu replace hevel. Okay, so that's two and two. It really should be two and two. Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? Why do they do that? So Aduya who do kavodis, right? That really, really, they were just. Or I guess it was Chava who said that. Right? It just she was being makritov to Kosh Baruch Hu, right? And not necessarily saying that halachically, right, that Shase replaced Hevel. Okay, Tani Yidach, another Brisa, Rabbi Nassan Omer. Rabbi Nassan has an even different version. According to this Brisa, that right, we had Rabbi Nassan before, but this version of Rabbi Nassan says that Beishamai's Shita is even different, more different. He's Beishamai Omer Mzachar Unakeva, Bezil Omer Ozachar Onakeva. That Beishamai is actually Bezil Shita, right? The Bezil Shita that we had in the Mishnah. And Bezil says either one or the other. So Marava, my time with Rabbi Nassan, a little bit Bezilah. Okay, well, we sorted out the other shitas, but where do you get that you should have either or, right? One kid. So he said, quote, suppose that lo so bra, lo shavis yitzara, that the world was not created to be empty, right? That Kosh Baruch Hu wanted people to procreate and to have more kids. V'avad la shavis, and when you have one kid, right, that settles the world. Right, enough. Okay, fine. It's more. Now, it's just a very interesting topic. How do you view the kids of a ger? Let's say he had kids when the person had kids when he converted. Obviously, the kids were not Jewish, and he converted. And let's say, obviously, his kids convert now. So are those considered to be his kids? Right? Is that considered to be the mitzvah pru revu? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar ki impir v'rivya, Reish Lakish Amar lo ki impir v'rivya. Right? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ki impir v'rivya da havule. Okay. He says Yotzi the mitzvah because you have kids. Vishlagish Lamar, no, low key imperial virivya, because Geshin is Gayer, Katan Shanoladami. Because when a Gayer converts, right, it's as if he's a Katan, it's as if he has no relatives, as if he's just been born. Vazdu Tamayhu, and this is actually the same machloka as we have elsewhere. The Eitzmar, because it was said, Hayu lo banim bio, so Ovigochavim in his Gayer. What's the deal if a Gayer converts and he has kids? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, in lo bechor lanachala. He has no bechor. Right, meaning that the next kid born is not going to be the bechor. The havilei reish is ono, because he already had his first kid. Right? He already had a bechor. Right? So, meaning that the children again, the bechor obviously gets pishnayim, etc. So the next kid is not going to be the bechor. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish Amar Yishlo bechor lanachala. That Reish Lakish says no, the next kid he gives birth to will be the bechor. Geshen is gaiy because it's nola dummy. Because when he converts, it's as if he's a kid. Right, who is just born, right? He has no halachic children. We need both machloksim, that whether he's yotzi pru or vu, and whether he has a bechor or not. The yashminan he kamaisa. If you would have only taught me the case of pru or vu, he came with Rabbi Yochanan. You would have thought that that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that he's been mekayim the mitzvah. B'shum de meikara nami bani. Because originally he was also, right, he had Puruvu, right? Those are kids that are shaykh to Puruvu, right? That meaning that a goy is also has halacha Puruvu. Avalini Nachla, the lav bnei Nachla knew, but a goy is not shaykh to halachas of Nachla, so ema modele the Reish Lakish. That you might have thought that maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish. And if you would have only had the machlokas by Nachla, Baha Kamar Reish Lakish. You might have thought that by Jewish inheritance, that's when Rabbi Reish Lakish says that he has no legal Jewish inheritance. Aval Bahi, but by Puruvu, Emma Modele the Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yochanan, because again, Mitzvah Puruvu was sent to Noach. Bnei Noach, Goyim, right? I have a Mitzvah to populate ish, right? So therefore, Tzricha, therefore we need both machlokas. Eitz for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan has the following cash of Reish Lakish. Ba'isa he shalach bradach bladon ben bladon melech bavo. That's right, a lineage of goyim. So Amalei b'yoson avod kochavim is luchius. This guy rule less luchius. So he's about to him. Yeah, okay, those are goyim. So there is such thing as like a lineage for goyim. But when he converts, right, he loses that lineage. So Amar Rav, Rav says, I call modim be'eved she'in lochiyus. But and everybody agrees, right, whatever you hold of a goy that converts, by an eved kanani, there is no yichus whatsoever. The chtiv, suppose it says, shvulach hampo amachamor, amadome lechamor. Right, Avram says to his servants, stay here with the donkey, right, to speak to Eliezer and Yishmael, right, according to some, right, the Rashi over there. So he's talking about amadome lechamor, right, the avadim are similar like donkeys, and they do not have a yichus. Mesve, hold on 1 second, I'll ask you a kasha. Well, Tziva, Chamisha, Sarban, Veshim, Avadim, Tziva was an Eved Kanani, Shalom Biboshes, as Rashi says, and he had a bunch of kids and a bunch of servants. So you see, he does have a lineage. Samar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Kfar Ben Bakar, Kippar Ben Bakar. Just, it doesn't mean that he had a lineage, it just means, like when you say that a par, a cow, is the son of a bull. Right, so the Gemara says, okay, well, if that's true, so that's what it's doing when it says bradon bradon ben bradon. So then it's not saying there's a lineage for goyim; it's just saying it's like a cow, the son of a cow. So Gemara says, no, shani hasvam diachsinu b'shmayu. Well, there it mentions their names, so clearly it's talking about some sort of yichus, some sort of lineage. B'shmad avu, and it says their father's name. V'achal lo mefarish, and here it doesn't say anything. Right, about it just says that that slave had a bunch of kids. Right, so you see, there's no yichus there. V'boisema, another answer. Yachsinu beduchta achrisi, because there's another lineage for those kings. Ba'avunu ba'avud avun. It talks about his father and his grandfather. Zichtiv, because the Pasuk says, V'ashalchem ha'melech asa el ben hadad, ben tavrimo, ben chazion, melech aram, hayoshu ben amashak, limor. Right, he's not talking about bladen and bradan or whatever, but he's talking about, you see another scenario where you're talking about melech aram, right, that you have a lineage there, so you, clearly that's the case by goyim, that they do have some sort of lineage. Itmar who said, Hayulu Baramu Mesu, Rahman Slana, a person has children and they pass away. Are they still Yotze the mitzvah of Peruvu? Ravuna Amar Kiyam Piriviravya, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lokim. Rabbi Huna says you are, and Rabbi Yochanan says you are not. Now Rabbi Yochanan himself, right, if you remember, had 10 sons who all passed away, right? Rahman al Slan. So he was I don't know, say about Nogea but lover, but he was definitely involved in this parsha. So Ravuna Amar Kiyam, Ravuna says that you fulfill the mitzvah of Ishamdu Rabbi Asi. He based on Rav Asi, the Amar Rav Asi, Ein Ben David Ba, Achi Yichlu Kol Neshama Shel Guf. Mashiach is not going to come until all the souls of the Guf are gone. Now, Guf is here does not mean the body. This is a reference to some sort of area in Shemaim where they keep all the Neshamas until all the Neshamas come out. So that's when Mashiach is going to come. Don't we say elsewhere that if Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvah Shabbos, that Bnei Yisrael keep two Shabbos, and Mashiach will immediately come? Right, so I think it's Tosus. I don't see it right here, but I thought it was Tosus maybe on the other side. Tosus Yishanim. I'm sorry. Tosus Yishanim asks, I thought if Bnei Yisrael keeps two Shabbos, then we'll get Mashiach. So he says, yeah, in Echanami, if Bnei Yisrael keep two Shabbosim, so all the women will give birth to 6 children at a time, we'll empty, right, the upstairs area of all the Neshamos, and then we'll get Mashiach. Okay, so again, so both can be true. Okay, so either way, so this is Rav Ashi. So now Rav Ashi says, Kiruch Milufanai Yatov. Again, the idea is, right, that even if they pass away, right, the children are meaningful, because again, we're kind of just, you know, shepherding souls from one round to the next. And Rabbi Yochan, Namar, Loki, appear of Yerivya, and Rabbi Yochan says, you're not Yotze, because the Shabbos Yitzhar Abinan, right? We need the world to be populated, Va'aleka, and Rahman al-Aslan, the kids are not alive anymore. Basically, hold on 1 second, ask you a kasha. The price, it says, B'nei Bonim, Harehen Kebonim, grandkids are like children. Right, if you look at Rashi, Kasakotaitach, we're assuming here, right, Shemesa Zachar O Nakeva, if Rahman al-Islam, the kid dies, Vayelo Benshit Starif, Im Achos Aviv, O Achiaviv Imo, O Achiav, Chayev Ove Perivarivya, Vetamish Hayelo Lemes. Meaning we assume if they have Bnei Bonim, Harim Gemanim, right, the implication meaning that the grandkids count, right, for to replace the children, right? Not replace, but for the mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, ki tenya hi lahashlem. No, that's only to complete, right? Not necessarily to replace. Okay, fine. Mace, one second. Bnei banim harayim kabanim. Mace echa mehem ocean imtza. Sorry, slow key and peri verivya. One second. Hold on. This seems to be very clear that if grandchildren are like children, but if one of them passes away, or if the kid, Rechman Atzlan, cannot have any more kids, right? Again, if it's a sarius or the woman's an islandess or whatever, so then he's not yotzei the mitzvah. So that's a tziyufta Rav Huna, and sure not tziyufta, right? That's against Rav Huna, right? So then the Gemara kind of finishes and says that a person is still not, he would say, the mitzvah. Okay. Fine. So now it says that again, Bnei Baim Harim Kabanim, let's go back to what we just said. So Sabra Abaye the Mimar, Bra Lebra, Ubarta Lebarta. When we say that grandkids are like kids, right, that again, Lahashlim to complete, right, that's as the Gemara assumed, right, that implies that originally Abaye thought, right, Tachlis, that that it was a boy for a boy and a girl for a girl. Right, Vachol Shekin, Bra Lebarta, and for sure a boy. For a girl, avabarta levra lo, but not a granddaughter, right? For a son. So meaning, but then we realized that Amar leRava, the Rava said to him, right? Hashem yitzara bo yivayika, right? He said, no. We're just talking about the world being settled. Right? Manu shachar, it doesn't matter. Gender in this case is not relevant. Tekuli alma miyas, however, trei mechad lo. But everybody agrees, though, that if you have two grandchildren from one kid, right, that is not the mitzvah. I mean, that really you should really have two kids. Right? So the Gemara says, well, why would you assume that? Why is that true? Va'amri leir rabbanan the Rav Sheshes. Nasiv itzav only bni or probably bane, right? So they told Rav Sheshes to get married, right, and have kids, have boys. Varmalei bni varmalei varmalehu. He said to them that bnei barti bane ninu. He said, no, the sons of my daughter are my sons. I said, clearly that's good enough. So the Gemara says, hazam duchu yekadem hadchelu. Rav Sheshes iakar mepirkei Rav Huna. Is there? Rav Sheshes was giving them teretz. He was just trying to get rid of them, right? Because he couldn't have kids. He was Rachman Latzlan. He was unable to have children because he used to stay by the Shir Bar Rav Huna. He never used to leave, even though he had to go to the bathroom, right? And that kind of messed up his ability to have children. Okay, so Amar later Rabba LeRava Bar Mari. So Rabba said to Rabba Bar Mari, "Minal Hamilsa Dam Rabbanan Bnei Barim Harei Gibanim." Where do you get this from? Right, that Bnei Barim, that the grandkids are like kids. So the Gemara says, "If you tell me you learned it from Habanos Benosai Vavanim Banai, when Lavan said that when Yaakov ran away, right, the grandkids are my kids, right? So Ella, but the next thing he said was Elamiata about Tzontzoni, right? He said the sheep is my sheep, right? So Achanami, is that what it means? No, Ella means Dekanis Minai. What Lavan is saying is that you've got all this stuff from me." Right, so Hachanami the Kunis Mina, it must also been talking about the kids. Right, you got all this stuff from me, so that can't be the Mukher. Ella Mehachar Ella is from here. V'achar b'chetzron elvas machir v'gilar v'tivlo ashagov uchsev in the pasuk says meaning machir yodim mechokkim right uchsev yudim mechokki right again that then clearly right meaning machir was from Menashe right and then we say that the mechokki was from Yehuda so if they were there meaning it must be right, that even your daughters then again they must have been descended through the daughter right, until they switched shvatim or whatever so that would be considered to be right, the children of the grandfather. Okay, Masnis and love Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yoshua. Excuse me. At the time, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, he says that Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso Isa Isha Bisiknuso. Even if a person was married when he was young, he should also be married when he was old. He should marry someone else when he was old if he needs to. Hayolo Banim Bialduso Yehulo Banim Bisiknuso. Right, if he had children when he was young, he should have children when he was old. Right? When he's old, also. Shemaz Pasuk says, "Mepoker Zera." As Zaracha, the Erev al Tanach Yadacha, Keilcha Yodea, Eze Yachshir, Haze, Oze, Mishnehem, Keechad Tov. Right in the morning, you should plant your seeds, right, and at night, you shouldn't leave your hands alone, right, because you don't know which one will be kosher, right, whether which one will be good, which one will be bad, right, if both of them be good, right, okay, you never, meaning you never know, right, don't rest on your laurels, right, you know, even though you had kids when you were young, right, you should try to have children when you're later. Later along as well, in life as well. Rabbi Akiva says, Lama Torah be'al duso, Yoma Torah be'al zignuso. Rabbi Akiva is one to talk, right? He didn't learn Torah when he was young. So he says, but even if you learn when you were young, you should learn Torah when you're old. Right? How you lo talmidim be'al duso, you lo talmidim be'zeknuso. And if you had talmidim when you were young, you should also have talmidim when you're old. Right? Shenamar b'boker zera zarecha. Right? When there's no such concept as a retirement when for a rebbe. Right? And it says, and he quotes the same pasuk. And this is how it takes us to Inyan of the Yoma for Sfiras Omer. Amru, and they said, right, again, famous Sfiras Omer Gemara, Shneimus are Elef Zugim Talmidim, Nahayulo the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, Mikvas Ad Antripos, Antiparis, from those two cities. Vekula Mesu Perak Echad, Meshalom Nagu Kavod Zelazah, right, again, they all died because they didn't give Kavod to each other, Vahaya Ha'olam Shamein, and the world was Shamein, very important. Rashi over here, Shinishtacha Torah, the Torah was going to be forgotten. Again, we, Rachman al-Tzlan, in the Jewish history, we've lost many more Jews than 24,000 Talmidim. This is not just, you know, the number 24,000, unfortunately, is a sad number, but we've had many more calamities in our history. So what was the whole big deal? Why do we keep a month of Avelis? This line, right? We were threatened. There was a chance that we could have lost the Torah, because that was, again, it was based on a Masorah from Rabbi the Talmud. Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol Ador. If he lost all of his Talmidim, he had nothing left. But there's a chance the Torah would be wiped out. Ashabar Rabbi Kiva, it's our Moshe Shabadaro Mishnah Elohim. So Rabbi Kiva, then later in life, right, taught these Talmidim, right, our Rebbe's in the south, meaning they became our Rebbeim in the south, but Rabbi Kiva came and set up Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, Rabbi Heim, Amid the Torah, Osa Shah, and they were the ones who supported the Torah at that time, right, that those are the Tanaim that we have, right, the famous Rabbi Meir, Balanes, Rabbi Yehuda, right, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochai, right, again, we have the Kfarim in Eretz Yisrael, right, that's... quote them all the time, right? That's how we kept the Torah going, right? That's exactly this principle that Rabbi Kiva said, all right? He had plenty of Talmidim when he was young, but he also had these crucial Talmidim when he was older, and that's why we have the Torah nowadays. Tani within the Rabbisa, Kula Mesu with Pesach and Atzeres, right? As we know, right? They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Amar of Chama bar Abba, Vitema Rabbi Chia bar Ovin, Kula Mesu Misara, right? And they all died in a terrible way. Mayhi, what is that? Amar of Nachman, Askara, right? That's the strangulation type when you basically choke to death, Rachman al Tzami, you have some sort of inability to breathe. All right, not so fun. Amar, it's a little bit late over here, so let's just do one more thing over here. Amar of Masna Halach Rabbi Yeshua, and sure enough, the Halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, that a person should strive to and try to have more kids, even though he's already been Yotzei the mitzvah of Peruvu. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll go into the positive qualities of having a wife. We'll start that tomorrow. Also, some more fun agadah to tomorrow with Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.